on 105 FM and online.
A radical new plan designed to make it easier for cyclists is being introduced as part of the Mill Road resurfacing programme. White lines are being removed and the pinch point outside the Cadillac's hardware store is being recentred. Studies have shown that removing the white lines makes drivers concentrate more when passing cyclists. Cillian Book is the Lib Dem County Councillor for the area, and I'm pleased to say he's with me now. Hello, Cillian.
Hi, Julian.
Thank you for coming in. So, this, I guess, would have been thought about some time ago whilst the planning was being done for those resurfacing works.
So we've been thinking about this for a few years, actually. We were having discussions with officers at least 2 or 3 years ago. That said, these improvements as a part of this particular scheme, they were agreed rather late in the day, following discussions with residents and officers. So it could perhaps have been better coordinated, actually, but I think we've ended up in the right place.
It sounds a little bit like some of those Dutch plans. I'm trying to remember the name of the Dutch town where they took out all the signage, and as a consequence, the drivers were much more courteous towards each other, and there were less accidents. Is that kind of principle, isn't it, really?
It's that kind of principle. That's called shared space, and that's truly radical. And there are some people who would like that to be what we were doing. We have discussed that with people in Romsey and Petersfield, and actually there are concerns about whether that kind of really radical approach would be appropriate for
there's a sudden jolt, isn't it, really, I suppose, and you kind of almost need some of the signage to slow people down. That and the people wandering in the road late at night, of course, which is a good reason to put the brakes on.
Yeah, so Mill Road, you see, it's very unusual in that it's a very heavily used arterial route, and there are not very many of them on that side of Cambridge. And it's also heavily used by residents who live there, shop there, work there, so it doesn't quite fit the Dutch model of shared space perfectly. But what we're trying to do is move a little bit in that direction, and I do think these three things will do that.
So how far down does this come into force? Is it right from the top up by Parkside all the way down, or is it only the portion a little bit further down and over the bridge?
So it's a bit further down. We would like it to be the whole road. When the county introduced the 20-mile-an-hour limit several years back, they only went to Coleridge Road. The good news is the City Council has done a consultation on that, and it's going to be rolled out to the whole of Mill Road, and that will make it a bit more coherent.
When does that come in?
So that's going to be... It's subject to, I think there have to be some more sort of local low-level consultations, but it'll be in the next year.
I'm just wondering, actually, this is one of these things which might, in a roundabout way, perhaps save a little bit of money, because presumably the man whose job it is to paint the white lines doesn't actually have to do it anymore. So it's almost like a no-cost benefit.
It will save money in terms of maintenance over time, and I think, actually, the shared space approach has the potential to save an awful lot more money. I mean, just to come back to the Dutch model that you were talking about, I don't think it's right for the whole of Mill Road in its most radical kind of sense, but perhaps we could look at introducing it on a couple of junctions.
Which ones would you think would be particularly needy of that?
I don't want to say that I would introduce shared space on Devonshire Road, there would be a kind of civil war, an uprising of Petersfield residents. But there are a couple of very problematic junctions where we need to look at all the options, and it's currently very incoherent. And I think you could do some major remodeling where it would all become a lot more simpler, and people would have to sort of... make eye contact with cyclists and pedestrians.
Because that's kind of what it's about, isn't it? This theory that if the driver, when he pulls out to overtake the cyclist, because there's no white lines, he's not quite sure how far out, so presumably he first of all gives the cyclist some distance, and at the same time he's not making sure he doesn't hit a car coming in the other direction as well.
Exactly. If you have a central line on Mill Road, what happens is motorists stick to it, so they drive sort of a foot away from it. That's what often happens, and so they feel that that's their space, and it's their right to drive in a straight line from one end of Mill Road to the other, and that can result in other road users being somewhat disregarded, whereas if there is not a line there, they don't have anything to sort of exactly stick to. And we have to bear in mind that the width of Mill Road changes quite dramatically. So outside Cutlax, the hardware store, it suddenly narrows. So what you have is motorists sticking to the central line, and suddenly they crash into cyclists who are knocked off onto the pavement all the time. Generally, there haven't been any major accidents, but I have seen sort of people sitting there, blood running off their helmets. So this will make them slow down and think a little bit more about other road users. It's a shared space and a shared place, not just a corridor to sort of barrel through.
And you're a cyclist yourself, I think. Have you been up and down the Mill Road at all since this was introduced during the day?
Well, it's not completely finished. So right. It has been done on this side of the bridge, but not on the other side. It's been sort of the top layer has been taken off. But I do think where it has been done, I think it's a lot better already. A friend of mine who is a driver has said that they don't like it very much. It makes them slow down and think what they're doing. And it looks so much better without all that visual clutter on the road.
I guess there's still some yellow lines on one side or the other in that area, or is it completely clear?
No, it looks like the Middle Ages on the other side because they've excavated it, so you've got a kind of base. So it's a very, I don't know, rugged and, 19th century. Some people have said they quite like that, actually, but I'm not sure that would go to a bit too radical.
I was just wondering if there's any other parts of Cambridge. I know you probably don't want to interfere in other councillors' territory too much, but I wonder if there's another road or street or areas that also might benefit from a similar sort of action.
For sure. I think there are, and actually they have done it, this, I believe, on somewhere in the north side of the city. I would want to... I'm not sure which road. But this is, I should stress, a trial, so we're going to do it for a few months.
So if it doesn't work, the lines could still go in?
We're going to do it for 3 months
right. And
see how it goes. Personally, I would be very surprised if it didn't work. It has worked elsewhere. Transport for London, they've done it in some places, and there are studies showing that it just works. And I think Mill Road really is a perfect place for it. But, I mean, let's look at the evidence, and if... The reality doesn't match our expectations, we'll change the policy, evidence-based policy, not policy-based evidence.
Well, Killian, I'll give you an invitation now then to come back and talk to us in about 3 months' time, if you don't come in before for something else, and we'll see how it's all gone after that.
Great, let's, yeah.
Thanks very much. That's Killian Bourke, he's the Lib Dem County Councillor in Romsey.